While you're standing, why don't we go to the Word of God? And while we're going to the Word of the Lord, Matthew chapter 6, verse 30, I want to say what a great time it's been to have Balaam Hanscom with us this weekend. We have run him ragged. It was that particular day that I needed to go to the deer lease, and we went. Aiden was there and ran him into the dirt with the four-wheelers. And we've just had a blast. And he's going to have to go home to rest. He thought he was getting away from hard work and long hours, but he got here and found out there was more hard work and long hours. But we were so glad to have you, man. And he hinted to the fact that he'd love to come back. Well, we'd love to have him back. His dad pastors a great church in Jacksonville, North Carolina, and is a close friend of mine. We've preached there many times, and we will have his dad to come and preach for us in the future as well. Now, I've had no word about preaching or ministry from Balaam, so I thought I would scare him real good. And when he popped into the door at my home, I said, "What are you preaching Sunday morning?" I don't think I've ever heard him stutter before, but he did that day. We're like family, and we've had a good time together. Praise the Lord. Amen. Wow. Wow. The Spirit of the Lord is here today. Aren't you glad for Landmark? That's exactly what it is. Matthew 6 and 30 says, "Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is, and then tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you?" Amen. O ye of little faith. Amen. This doesn't mean he's going to give you designer clothes. This simply means he's going to take care of you. It doesn't mean you can be lazy. It doesn't mean you can squander your bill money and expect him to pay your rent. But it does mean if you can be on top of your part, he'll definitely be on top of his. Let's look at Matthew chapter 8, verse 26. Somebody turn to your neighbor and say, "God's going to take care of you." And don't look like the mafia now. Look like... Matthew 8, 26 says, "And he saith unto them, why are you fearful?" What are you afraid of? And then he says again, "O ye of little faith." Then he rose up and rebuked the winds. He rebuked the sea, and there was a great calm. Wow. I know if I was there, I'd say the same thing they did. Who is this guy that can do these kind of things? Well, we're living on the tail end of all the things that he done, and so we know who this guy is. And so much the more for the people that know who he is. Somebody say Jesus. All right. One last scripture verse. John 14, verse 5. Thomas saith unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? We're just following you. We're just going where you go, Lord. Wherever you go, that's where we're going. But can you tell us the way?" That's funny to me. And so he had to get right down to the brass tacks and tell them exactly what was going on. And this is why it was funny to me. Jesus said unto him, "I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father." In other words, you cannot get to the Spirit until you go through the flesh. There is no Spirit without the blood. I am the way. You've been in the way. You've been following the life. You've been following the truth all along. And so, I want to preach for a little while. How far can faith reach? How far can faith reach? Amen. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Jesus, again, we thank you for the honor and we praise you for the chance to be in the house of God again. And I ask you, Lord, not to necessarily give people what we want, but to give us what we need today. Amen. Lord, your will be done in this service. Everybody shouted amen. God bless you as you're seated just now. The Lord has been faithful and has done many things already in the service, so I shall not be lengthy. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know that people are seeing visions of hamburger and fried chicken and spaghetti. And if you're under the age of 20 or so, you're probably seeing huge slices of pizza. But if you didn't, I'm sorry I put that in your mind. Stay with me for a little while. Maybe we got a paramedic that can pump breath back into you. Amen. God is faithful, and he will see us through. God is faithful, and he does what he's got to do. God is faithful, and he knows where you are. God is faithful. He knows where you're seated right now. He wants to thank you for the decision that you made to be in the house of God today. And because of that, some of you were blessed already and had no expectations of what God was going to do. And you've been blessed already. We've had aisle runners, though. I want to thank the Turner couple stepping out, worshiping God. You were the key to the service. When they stepped out, everybody started stepping out and worshiping God. Amen. That's an absolute, and it may not be them tonight. It will be someone else. It may not be the same person Tuesday night that it was. It's going to be tonight. But be sensitive to the Holy Ghost and let the Spirit of God move, because there's someone in the house that the Holy Ghost wants to bless. Amen. Amen. So can you say God is faithful? No matter what, he is the author and he is the finisher. Amen. So when you worry, guess what? God cannot. When he worries, trust me, it's going to be all right, because he don't have to worry long. So we stop the worry and increase on the worship. We stop the worry and increase the worship. Amen. Here's what we've got to do. We've got to go from the testing to the resting. Amen. When you worship, you're resting. I don't care. I don't care how weary, tired. I don't care how burdened. I don't care how depressed. I don't care what's on your mind, what's in your life. But if you can praise him, Isaiah said, this is where the rest is, where the weary will rest. Amen. Now there's a few of you catching on, but I need the rest of you to catch on if you need some rest. Amen. Some of you need a break from the devil. Some of you need a break from trouble. Some of you need a break from afflictions and addictions. And amen. Why don't you just take a break right now? Just take a break and shout the name of Jesus. Take a break and worship the name of the Lord and magnify him. Amen. Because there is no one that can go to church and worship God and not leave better than when you came. Praise the Lord. Come and dine. The master calleth now for everybody to come and dine. He's got a table spread for you, and it's time to feast. If you're a true child of God, and I know you are, the conditions of this world has placed a deep burden and a deep passion upon your heart. When you see the things that are happening, when you hear the news, and someone said they flew over where the national anthem was being played and all of that and sung, and thousands of people stand and place their hand on their heart, and someone sitting in aircraft flying over and they say, it doesn't even feel like America anymore. Honey, our world is in trouble. Our world is in trouble. If I can't get any response out of that, maybe I'll get it out of this. Amen. Why do they call a driveway a place where you park? Amen. Why do they call a freeway a place, or what is it? Parkway, a place where you drive. Thank you. I was in a bind. Because our world is mixed up. I know what a driveway is. I know what a parkway is. I will remember that. Hallelujah. Amen. So I don't park in the parkway, amen, and drive in the driveway. I did that with my father-in-law and busted his garage door. But I'm just telling you, the world is confused out there. Amen. What we need is the anointing. What we need is direction from God. What we need is the way. What we need is the life. What we need to do is get a vision of Jesus. And we need to chase after Him with everything we've got. Can somebody shout amen? Here you are. Here I am. Amen. Right in the big middle of all of that. And if you don't think faith can reach further down than the fall, then you're sadly mistaken. My God can reach down further than you could ever reach up. Where are you going to go that my God can't reach you? My God can reach right into hell. I'll tell you why. Revelation 1 and 18, Jesus said, I have the key to hell and I have the key to death. Death can't even hold you if God doesn't want it to. Hell cannot hold you if God doesn't want it to. We need to catch on today that my God can reach you. Through your faith, my God can help you. You got to understand what I'm seeing right here, right now. I'm seeing people that can accomplish in the future more than I can accomplish in 5 years, more than I can accomplish in 10 years. There's people in this house that can accomplish great things. All we need to do is get our lives together, get our minds together, get our priorities straight. Amen. And put number one, number one, and number two, number two. Amen. And let God be God. And let's turn loose to shout. Turn loose the praise. Turn loose revival. Turn loose refreshing. Amen. If you need a refreshing right now, why don't you call on the name of Jesus? Because if I haven't convinced you into it by now, I may not be able to. Hallelujah. That's why he was able to look right into the eyes of Simon Peter and say, the gates of hell shall not prevail. Why is that? Because he has the key. Amen. He has the key. Whatever kind of hell you might be going through right now, amen, you need to hold hands with the key. Man, this dog is going to chase because he's trying to be quiet so I can't catch him. Amen. Now, you don't you get quiet because I'm preaching good. I'm just telling you right now, amen, when a crowd this size, someone has a need. And someone has a deep desire. But one of the three enemies, if not all three of them, are getting in the way. And those three enemies are the flesh, the world, and the devil himself. One of them may be in the way. All three may be in the way. Amen. But they are not the way. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is the truth, the life, and the way. Amen. So get those things out of the way and find the way. Hallelujah. Amen. He picked Adam up out of rebellion. He picked David up out of adultery. Abraham away from a lying tongue. Amen. He saved Job out of self-pity. He gave Moses confidence. He laid Daniel down with the lions and gave him a good night's rest. Amen. And he came out without a bite. Enoch walked with God and then was no more. Elijah went to heaven in a fiery chariot. Elisha saw more miracles than his predecessor. Oh, you haven't heard enough. Well, in 2 Kings 6 and 6, an axe head floated. In Genesis, manna fell and fed millions of people. How about when three angels single-handedly destroyed the twin cities of Sodom and Gomorrah? Amen. If you don't think my God can take care of it today, then you just sit there. Hallelujah. But if your God is my God and my God is your God, let's call on His name. Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Amen. I'm just telling you, no one here can fall further than faith can reach. Amen. Junk, sin, failure, mistakes come in all shapes and sizes, but God only comes in one size, and that is bigger than all the rest. Amen. Hallelujah. We are to We ought to be the first church with a drive-thru so we can say, you want that biggie-sized? He's reaching further down right now than somebody can reach up. I want somebody to believe that. Hallelujah. Preacher, you just don't know. You don't know. You were little, you played patty cake baker's man. You were a cat in a cradle with a silver spoon. Some of you dinosaurs remember that? I'm just telling you. Amen. We look at somebody with a suit on and think, oh, they were just so prestigious and they grew up and all that. I'm telling you, I didn't have this. I didn't know this existed. I didn't know this was around. I did not have this. Amen. I lived with a mom and with a dad. Both of them tried to commit suicide. Both of them tried to kill themselves. Both of them should have been locked up several times, but they ran too fast. And trouble on every hand. Aunts and uncles that shot one another and carried on a bunch of nonsense. Amen. I hope this will probably be the only time that Linda will watch the service and I'm saying this. Amen. But I stabbings and all of this, and while kids are watching and drug addictions that's killed family members, and I can go on and on and on. Yes, I grew up in that, but one day I found a hand that could reach down further. Listen, when I found God, I couldn't even reach up as far as I'm reaching up today, but it didn't matter to God. All I had to do was reach, and He came all the way where I was. Amen. I'm telling you how far faith can reach. It can reach. He can reach further down than I can reach up. And the anointing is here to break the yoke. I need the church to help me. I got a little opposition here. Amen. There's a devil on somebody's shoulder telling you. He ain't talking to you. He can't help you. He ain't preaching to you. You're not going to get any help. Amen. You got trouble. Amen. You've been thinking about your trouble all morning. And it has outweighed your faith. I'm telling you right now, the church is fixing to pray that off of you. The church is getting ready to worship that off of you. There's some faith-filled minds right now. They're going to help you. And the anointing's going to break that yoke and tear down that stronghold. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody needs that right now. Praise God. All you got to do is want to. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Preacher, you don't know. There is not a soul on this planet that I could tell it all to or give it all to. Amen. And you're exactly right. So you got to reach up so He can reach down, because He's the one that you can tell it to, and He's the one that can take it away from you. He's the one that can give you the anointing, and He's the one that can set you free. He's the one that can liberate you, and He's the one that can give you the power, the authority, and the dominion. And that's what we need. Amen. We need more than forgiveness in this house. We need power. We need authority, and we need dominion. Amen. That will put us in a lifestyle of serving God, living for God, worshiping God. Amen. Hey, I'm sorry. I didn't come to give you a pile of religion. I came to develop a relationship between you and your God. I come to challenge you to give it all to Jesus and let the world hang itself on the moon. Come on, Timothy, wherever you are, and stir up the gift of God within you. Shake it so God can make it. Amen. Stir it up and let a fresh touch of revival come. Let a fresh touch of anointing come. Let a fresh touch of power and authority and dominion come. Let it be released in your life in Jesus' name right now. Right now. Hallelujah. Don't you let the only time you feel good about God be in this house. You let it come to your house. You let it come to your car. You let it come to your job. You let it come to your station in life right here. Amen. These young people are getting ready to go back to school. We're going to pray the prayer of faith over them tonight. You take the Holy Ghost to your school. You take the presence of God to your school. You turn that school upside down with the Holy Ghost. You don't be influenced by them. You let them be influenced by you. Hallelujah. Amen. We came to town. I don't think there was another apostolic anywhere. Amen. Carson went to school. Praise the Lord. They got to looking at him and said, there's some things you don't do. He said, yeah, there is. They said, how come? He said, because it's conviction. That's why. And they said, so you're not going to do that all through school? He said, no. They said, whoa, wow, that's huge. They said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to get together and we got your back. We're going to see you through this. We're going to help you make it. Whoa, what is that? That's a stand for Jesus Christ. That's not milking into the world so you can try to reach the world. Hallelujah, that's standing out and standing up. And that's what the world is hungry for. That's what they're thirsty for. That's what they're reaching for. Somebody that's got some backbone that will live for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Somebody that can shout hallelujah every now and then. Somebody that can clap their hands. Somebody that can leap for joy. Somebody that can express their emotions to a God they're not just into with religion, but they're into with a relationship. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. All you got to do is want it. What a way to go. Dedicated, relegated, totally surrendered to the only one that can take away and add at the very same time. Praise God. What a God. Freedom is only a faith step away. You can feel the charge. You need to feel the challenge and you need to feel the change. She was on her way. You've heard it. She was on her way to have tea with a friend. Someone told her, oh, she's falling on some hard times. She don't have any tea. And the lady replied, that's okay. I brought tea with me. It's tea time, honey, and he's bringing it with him. Amen. You may not have one thing to give today, but if you could just reach up to him, he will reach down to you. And when he walks away from you, you will have more than you came with today. Does anybody have the faith to believe me? Can you trust me with that? He's coming to you right now, and he's got what you need. Hallelujah. Amen. The lame man laid at the gate, and he begged for alms. Amen. That's what he wanted. But Simon Peter, the preacher man, amen, he gave him what he needed. He, in so many words, told him, I don't have any silver and gold, but what I've got, that's what I'm going to give you. Amen. I'm not going to give you what you want, but I'm going to give you what you need. Amen. Some of you came with a need, and you thought that's what you needed, or with a want, and you thought that's what you wanted. But I'm telling you, he's going to meet your need. Amen. I would to God that someone would join me in just a little. I want you to break something with me in the house. Praise the Lord. I don't want the individuals, plural, that I'm preaching to get up and leave and be the same way you've always been and do the same things you've always done and live in misery and torment. I don't want you living in depression. I don't want you to live in worry and fear and doubt and trembling. Hallelujah. I want our conversations to be how good God is. I want our conversations to be how anointed God is, what kind of miracles God is up to, what God is doing. Amen. Because if you can't see him, then you're living on the opposite side of what God's up to. Amen. But if you can open your eyes and see, amen, there are more for us than there are against us. And the anointing is here to break it. Hallelujah. So if you would, let's rally right now and lift the name of Jesus. Lift our hands. Hallelujah. Let's glorify, magnify the name of the Lord together. And let Jesus know we're in this. We're in this. Praise God. Sin, failure, uncertainty, defeat. We have people that have been where you are and have no intentions of going back because they found out you can't fall further than God can reach down. Amen. That's how far faith can reach. Amen. It's one thing for you to have faith. Amen. But it's another thing for God to have faith. Amen. He died before you were born for your soul. He had faith to believe you were going to find him. He had faith to believe that you were going to have faith in him. He had faith to believe that you were going to call on him. And so here we are today calling on him. And I'm telling you, his faith is going to reach down further than your faith can reach up. But both faiths are going to come together. The altar that God has built is fortified enough to carry all the baggage that you have. Amen. Praise the Lord. How about a little peace in the storm? Like the story we read. Praise the Lord. When he stepped out and he said to the storm, he said to the waves, he said to the clouds, he said to the rain, he said to the lightning and the thunder, peace be still. He didn't say please. Amen. He said peace be still. And it was. Praise God. Let's stand together. How many of you could use a little strength where you're weak? A little fire where you're cold? Praise God. A little companionship. When you're so lonely, it seems like you can hardly breathe. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to tell you something about this little trip across the lake. They got their peace from, and they got their calm from the storm. But they had to clean the water out of the boat. Bible didn't say the water just came right out of the boat. They were sinking. So the water had to be inside, causing them to sink. So here's what I'm going to do. I want to give somebody the opportunity to get all that out of the boat. And if you'll take care of the boat, he'll take care of the storm. So why don't you drift right up here and let's take care of some things. Let's just give God some things. Let's just turn some things over on at the altar and let's submit and surrender some stuff to the Lord and let's let God calm the storm while we stand here at the altar today and clean the boat. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Why don't you call on the name of the Lord in repentance? Let's all seek the name of the Lord in repentance. Let's call on the name of Jesus and tell him, Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me. Your grace, your goodness, and your mercy. But not only your grace, Lord, while I sincerely seek your mercy, while I sincerely seek your grace, I'm asking you, Lord, to touch my storm. Touch that stuff that's around me. Touch that business that's over me, under me, around me right now. Holy Ghost, I ask you in Jesus' name, save me. Hallelujah. There's a torrential downpour. Lord, I need your help. Hallelujah. While I'm cleaning the boat, would you speak to my storm in the name of Jesus? Somebody call on his name. Somebody reach out to his name. Altar workers, would you help us? You know where needs are. You know where lives need something from God. Would you find them and pray the prayer of faith with them right now? Amen. Let's believe God together. Hallelujah. Come on!
I believe I'll testify, God's been good to me.
Yeah.
Through every test and trial, I've got the victory. The enemy's tried his best to make me turn around, bring me down. But my God never failed me yet, so I'm gonna stand my ground. No matter what comes my way,
come on.
I'll lift my voice and say,
yeah.
Hallelujah, anyhow.
Oh, come on.
I believe I'll testify.
Holy Ghost.
Tried his best to make me turn around, bring me down.
Right?
But my God never failed me yet, so I'm gonna stand my ground. No matter what comes my way, I'll lift my voice and say, hallelujah, anyhow. God's been good to me. Through every test and trial, I've got the victory.
Say it again.
It's been so good to me.
Woo. Come on now. Worship God. Worship God.
I'm going to stand. I'm going to wait. Watch God work it out somehow. No matter what comes my way, I'll lift my voice and say, hallelujah, anyhow. God's been good to me. Through every test and trial, I've got the victory. God's been good to me. No matter what comes my way,
Well,
no matter what comes my way, I'll lift my voice to say,
hallelujah. Somebody shout, yeah.
Wait a minute, well, one more time. I think I'll say it again.
Woo.
God's been so good to me. He's my closest friend. I'm too far to turn around now. I'm going to stand. I'm going to wait. Watch God work it out somehow. No matter what comes my way, I'll lift my voice and say, hallelujah. God's been so good to me. He's my closest friend. I've come too far to turn
now. Oh, Lord.
I'm gonna stand, I'm gonna wait. Watch God work it out somehow. No matter what comes my way, I'll lift my voice and say, hallelujah, anyhow. God's been good to me.
Show him.
Through every test and trial, I've got the victory.
Leap for joy.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh. my. Glory. It always gets better when you praise Him. It always gets better when you worship the name. God is good. He is here. And every time the door is open, you need to be here. Let God enrich you. Let God bless you. Let God strengthen you, undergird you, guide you. There's just a plethora of things that the Lord would do for you if you just turn Him loose and let Him go in your life, heart, soul, mind, spirit. Praise God. Amen. And that's what we intend to do, right? That's right. God bless you. You're dismissed. Shake hands. Be friendly. Greet one another. Early for prayer tonight. Let's have great church again.